It's 6 o'clock. Let me fix these things for a minute. It's time for Bughouse Square, don't you know? Yeah. Thanks for getting it all together.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week in Buckhouse Square. Ooh, you scared me a minute there. It's Fat Tuesday. And for you regular listeners, yeah, it started early. This is the Fat Tuesday, which means that I got 6 weeks of abstination. That's right. But it's also Black History Month. It's also, so we got drinking. We got, I got a lot of good records. One that I forgot, though, I'm not going to, like, mention it right now because it's just too sad. But I'll bring it next week. So thanks for doing what you got to do. This is Bughouse Square. This is Radio Valencia. And strap on, man. Here we go.
We'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man. Come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men.
Killed in the river.
Some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot
his brother and sister
down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around
like a wild herd of cattle.
Cattle was that the vigilante men. Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land. We'll be right back.
show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why.
Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like a soul. Cause seeing and doing are action for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase of Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Dosey-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all in your Quebec. That the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ. Everybody wants to be an MC. But being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. Yo, la so posse consists of three, and that's a magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the course that we dine in. Three out of every darn time, the effect is, when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up your casualty. Maybe you call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace, posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunting the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Comment on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dub and a plug. Set aside a legal substance and feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fits and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three.
Hey, children. What does it all mean?
One, two, three.
I would lie to you.
No more, no less. That's a magic number.
Waterloo. Dismiss every other thought from your mind. You will see God.
Thank you. way he has served him worse than that. For he's ground him between two stones.
You get back. It's been a bit. It's been a minute. Hey, this is Bug Out Square, Mutiny Radio. Now, fuck, Sean. Come on, man. It's Radio Valencia. Everyone knows that. I'm sorry. It's a muscle memory thing. I don't know if I have any muscle left in me. Anyway, it's let me get before I forget everything. We have a we have this event going on. It's a it's all right. What is it? It's like a punk rock. Hold on. There it is. That's what I love about car alarms. Is your car that worth it? Yeah, so there was a punk scene. I'm going to say that there really isn't a punk scene anymore in San Francisco. It's really tough. If you live in San Francisco, you're not going to live here to start a band. And not even that you have expectations to take over the world or whatever. Just to start a band, you know. It's just not like that anymore around here. It's so fucking expensive. So maybe, you know, there's probably some garage bands, you know, of wealthy parents or parents here that they can do it. But people don't move to San Francisco. I'm like pulling myself up in a chair. People don't move to San Francisco to start a band anymore. It's been a long time since that. But this event on February 28th, yes, at the Mabuhay Gardens. Mabuhay Gardens. So this is a legendary punk kind of venue that has reopened, and it's at 443 Broadway, just down the hill from Chinatown on Broadway. So there's going to be various things. You got to look it up because there's panels, there's different bands coming in. Flipper is the name that's been thrown about that they will be here, the surviving members of this band. And I believe they will be performing as well through this thing. But there's all stuff leading up to the kind of the live performances stuff, more of just kind of talking about the scene as it was back in those days and what it was like in a day where music felt like it could really do something, and not that it can't now, but in San Francisco it really needs. I'm hoping that there are bands that step up and really like the Palantir you know, something to kind of come up against that Silicon Valley, you know, stuff. I want to say nonsense, but it's not. It's not fucking nonsense. It's like reality. Yeah. Mind your P's and Q's. Got to tell you, let's talk about some music here. We had Robert Fripp from the Exposure Record doing You Burn Me Up, I'm a Cigarette. That is Daryl Hall singing on that. Muddy Waters, I'm Ready for You. De La Soul, we did Change of Speak. That's a good one. Doors, we had Alabama Song. Kind of getting in because the thing is tomorrow is the start of Lent, and I don't consume alcohol during Lent. I probably shouldn't consume alcohol much beyond Lent, but I do, and I am. Yeah. So we did Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers, ZZ Top. Oh, hold on, I got to get that. Wait, incoming call. I'm going to do this because this might be answer. Hold on, brother, all right?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just kind of, I'm back talking these records. So how you doing?
Doing all right, thanks. Are we on the air right now?
Of course we are. We're always on the air, man. Every time I talk to you, it's all documented right on. So, but just hold tight. I'm just kind of, I have to do this shit because I always forget because I'll play like 20 songs and I won't say anything. All right. Wow, that sounds like psychedelic. Call me back, okay? All right, I'm going to hang up on him because that was just weird. We had Robert Fripp, Exposure. We talked about that. Muddy Waters, De La Soul. We had The Doors, the Whiskey Song. We did that. ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers, Hellraisers. We had Little Feet, Spanish Moon. That's a great tune. I'm working that into the busker sound list, set list. And we opened up with Woody Guthrie. All right, we're gonna like, I got this set up. I'm hoping Yuri G is gonna call back. I know he will. I'm just gonna ping him just because I'm like that. And then in the meantime, we're gonna do this.
Rock around.
James Brown, feeling good, man. Yuri G, you hey. Feeling good?
I'm here.
That wasn't the question.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
How fat is your Tuesday? That sounds pretty fat in there.
It's fat, but I got a lot of things going on, you know, sometimes, got a lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of plates in the air, man. A lot of plates in the air.
Yeah. Lot of plates. I absolutely understand.
Yeah, man. It's good to hear you. Oh, wow. People are nuts now. It's, when's the last time you went dancing with your woman?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Work on that, all right? I'm not any kind of judgment or anything like that. That is a suggestion and a thing to do because it's such a beautiful thing.
Absolutely take it to heart, and because when you ask the question, I was like, I was abashed. I was like, it's been too long. Like, and I have to admit that. I love dancing.
And as James Brown would say, you have to get up off of that thing.
You have to. You cannot be by the wall. You know what I'm saying?
No, you gotta get up
off of that thing.
Yeah. How you doing, man? What's up? Hey, I don't know if you listen to the show. I'm sure you do, and document it, and probably do all sorts of distillation.
I study closely like an archaeologist, but
I couldn't get the Private Persons or whatever that one tune to play, and I just defaulted that it was had to be some sort of issue with the Spotify rights kind of thing.
Are you saying that you destroyed romance?
I definitely apologized, you know, because it didn't. I got your song to work, but I did get her.
That's the dagger of the heart, right there.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it was just it's something. I don't know whoever the artist is that this stuff is not available anymore on Spotify.
Yeah, it's like some 13, it's one of those like singles from like the early 50s where like the lead singer is like a 13-year-old.
Well, yeah, you know, but I couldn't get it to play, but we're on to this week, and let me close the book
on this real fast, because my wife was so pleased that he chose her song over mine. Oh my God.
That's the important thing, right? Even though I couldn't get it to play.
I'm not going to tell her that. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to put that.
What do you mean? She doesn't know?
She's in the jungle.
She's not a fan. All right, that's cool. That's cool.
No, she's off the grid right now. She's got nothing. She's not listening to anything.
She's knitting with like wood that she's like tore down to the individual fibers.
Yeah, she's trying to decide whether I commune with a monkey or a sloth, you know? It's like, well, it's Tuesday. Is it sloth day?
No. It's Fat Tuesday, mother.
Fat Tuesday. sloths are nice. That's a good fat sloth thing. That feels pretty fat Tuesday to me. Hey, I'm in Southern California. Actually.
No shit, man. That's just like, are you your like home people?
That's yeah, my mom. My mom's recovering from a routine medical intervention, and so we're just kind of keeping her company while she gets back on her feet. And
okay.
So I'm here with my kids, and just like in Southern California, and so I started thinking about. I'm in Orange County, you know, it's a decent award. And I was like thinking about OC.
Thinking about like, Nixon?
No, that's like a what?
No,
I said, man, that's right, man. No, I'm in Nixon's backyard. You're right about that. But no, like OC Punk. I got to thing, like OC Punk, right? Like grew up in this stuff. It's great. And I started going through like all the Orange County punk from the late '80s.
Uh huh.
And I was like, I don't like any of it. It sucks.
Who would be like what's an OC?
Agent Orange. Agent Orange was like a big one for me.
Good name,
friend.
Though. Good name if you're from Orange County. I kind of like that. I'll give
him. It's a great name. But the music, I was like, I was made into Agent Orange tape in like 1989. And like, I went back and listened to them. I don't care about this name. Or the Vandals. Like, Circle Jerks are kind of like LA OC adjacent.
Circle Jerks, I remember hearing maybe a song that I liked of theirs. But I'm not like a huge punk, connoisseur.
No. There are a lot of other like much better LA punk bands happening around the same time, and so I was like, I'm not the adolescents. I don't care about this stuff. So I was like, well, and then so I'm sitting there racking my brains over, and Everclear comes on, the song Santa Monica that I sent tonight, and I was like, you know what, this is like a great radio song. It feels like Southern California, and like I'm more Santa Monica than Newport Beach anyway. So I just like it was a moment of serendipity. And I was like, and Alexakis, right, that guy, you play, he's kind of like a Sean energy, like, stop searching for OC Punk and just play Everclear's Santa Monica, because that's like a Southern California thing.
Dick.
Make it simple.
All right, I'm going to try and do that. I appreciate you sending me this. I'm going to make the best effort to play it. When we hang up,
or just play whatever song you play last week.
No, we're going to do this. I'm. What do you got going on down there? Is it like rain? It's like it's kind of scary weather up here today. How are you doing down there?
It was beautiful. Like we expected rain all day today. It was just dramatic clouds and like high surf. So it's like a lot of drama, but no rain.
Dude,
and
were you out there? Did you hit the surf, man? Did you do it? No, I don't know.
What's that?
Were you a surfer?
Yeah.
So you think, I mean, like, how often did you surf? I'm not.
You know, a couple times a month. I didn't live at the beach, though, so I had to drive down to the beach.
What from door to sand, man, how long did it take with no traffic?
45 minutes.
All right, so you're not, like, yeah, you're it's
yeah,
something to do.
I was closer to L.A.
What was the pressure like on someone coming up? It's like, dude, you got to surf, right? Do you surf or no? I'm like a cornfield kid, so I'm just like trying to get into the head of the Californian.
No, it's like where I grew up, kind of LA adjacent. It's like surf helps define Southern California, but like it wasn't present. It wasn't like immediate. Like we had like city suburban stuff going on. But there were surfers. You're like, they're guys that surf. And they're guys, you could ski in an hour and a half, too. So some guys are like, I'm leaving school and I'm going night skiing.
God, California sucks, doesn't it? It's just like, there's nothing to do here.
It's terrible. I know.
It's an awful place.
Like, what are you going to do in that?
I don't know.
I'm like, I'm going to get on the highway. I'm going to be skiing before sunset.
And then, you know what else we're going to do? We're going to play that fucking song you sent me. So we're going to do that right now.
Absolutely. That's right. And this is also an Oregon guy coming to... kind of Southern California and like seeing it through that lens, which I think is something you often do as well. So,
I did. I think, our immigrants, I think we sometimes appreciate what California has more than some of the born and raised, I don't want to say that we're on a higher plane or anything like that, but. I think it's kind of
a
thing.
I think it's a valuable lens to see California through. And I think Californians, like, take it for granted. Yeah. California's, like, so expensive. I'm like, dude, your family's been here for three generations. What are you talking about? Like, you're, like, permanent Californian. like, enjoy. Like, it does get better than this.
Right on. And in conclusion, be as decent as you can, Yuri G, and spread the love, please.
Of what?
Spread the love.
Absolutely, I will spread the love. And you too.
You know, I was waiting for this parking spot today, and well, this is kind of what brings this up. And I'm like, I have to wait to this car's parking out, and there's someone who comes behind me, and they're like honking for me to like, and I'm like, I'm waiting to get this parking space, and the guy, and I'm like, just go around me, and the guy comes around me after like waiting for like 5 minutes. Because I'm trying to get into the grocery store. And then he just like, he's just grinding at me through the window. And I was just like, it was a thing where everyone has a shitty day. And I think that's what we're kind of living in. Is there's just a lot of shitty days that make people be...
Yeah.
Shittier than they even that they feel they should be, and I gave that guy that benefit of the doubt because he was being such a dick, and I was just being so restrained. Yeah,
on the eve of Lent, you offered that man grace.
Grace, a little bit of grace it can help even a shitty sound system. So
powerful.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully. And we'll see you. All right. Let's see. All right. Good night. Let's see. Yuri G's hanging up. We're inserting the dongle. Shh. Don't. All right. I'm trying to make this weird. All right. Dongles. The dongle has been inserted. Let's see. So Yuri G has sent me a, here we go, a Spotify thing, and we're going to go that, and dig, here we go. I gotta like, I'm gonna question Yuri G's business here. Santa Monica, man, I guess that was it, man. The sons and girls go.
with wieners. Police dog, not to be confused with deputy dog. Death dog, not to be confused with hush puppies.